The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
All right, ladies and germs. I've always wanted to say that. Welcome back to another episode of Idiots Discuss the Universe presents Hit or Shit. This is our music mini-series where we discuss the hits of the modern day. We discuss the new music that's coming out, and we decide, me and Craig, we decide if it's a hit or if it's shit.
Or the shit.
Not the shit. That's different. The shit hit means it's good.
Or the shit. Yeah.
No.
You said they're all hits. You said we discussed the hits of the day, but we also discussed the shits of the day.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
But not the shit. Because the shit. Yeah, I'm
the shit means it's good.
I'm sorry. I'm taking this off.
All right, we got to do this all over again.
It was so smooth, Spencer, and I just came in and threw it totally off track.
You fucking fucked up my flow, man. Okay?
All right. Try it again. Try it again from the top.
No, I don't want to. I actually like this. Okay. I think it's good. It's good. Okay. So the new song by Catronata featuring Kelela.
Kelela.
She's a vocalist.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So Kelela is a she is a female R&B vocalist. She also dabbles in progressive electronic music. Lovely voice, as you will find out.
Okay.
And Catronata is a producer who gained notoriety from his last album that I think was released in 2016. He's from Montreal, I believe, but he's now based in LA, and I'm not a big electronic music guy necessarily, but damn, I was really into just the tones and the production that he got going. It took it in, he was adding more natural sounds rather than synthesized sounds.
Okay.
And he's just got a cool aesthetic. So when I saw that he released a new song, I was like, very, very stoked to.
All right. And this is a single?
It's a single, yeah. It's his newest single. And I'm very curious. And it's got an interesting song title. The title of the song is Catronata _ Waitin _ 115 BPM. So it's like, which to me seems like a working title. You know what I mean?
It's like the Kid A. It's like just that, whatever the computer file was for the thing that he was working on, and he's just like, oh, that's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, too cool to name it.
Yeah. Too cool. Well, they are pretty cool. But we'll decide if that was the right decision. If not, if it was shit, then damn.
We will let him know.
We for sure will.
All right, hit it, Spence.
All right. It's just my luck. Should have said, can we go to bed?
Well, that was a long one.
It felt long.
I don't know what it was.
It was like
how
five and a half minutes.
That was a long five and a half minutes.
Just 5 minutes. What'd you think?
Go ahead.
I was a little underwhelmed.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I think that Kelela has a really beautiful voice. I mean, I'm not arguing with that sort of thing. And I was afraid that there was going to be like a lot of that vocal exercise stuff going on in it, and that was not the case. And I think the mix was really it was masterfully crafted. And there's lots of good things to say about it. Man, I wanted it to be like, it's like the first, I don't know, of like a really good song. It's like the first 20 seconds of a really good song stretched out to 5.5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, because it feels like it should really go into the real thing, where you like, you get like a melody and you do that chaos kind of blends in, because there were some good ideas, excellent ideas in there, but they just weren't emphasized in a way that like they made any sense.
Yeah.
And I felt like if it would have tightened and, you know, but that's what I want, you know, maybe it's like that kind of that.
That's the vibe they're going for. It's just kind of
obvious. It obviously was.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like kind of get off the ground the whole time, all the way through it. I'm glad that it I was afraid for a while that it was just going to be like, you know, Enya voices in the background and then the clicky clicky boom boom, right. You know, and that was all it was going to be. And then it finally dropped and there was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, there is going to be a bass and some other elements to this song. And then it went back to, you know, Enya.
Yeah.
And it,
yeah, I completely agree with your assessment. It, never quite took off. It felt like it was always kind of just starting. I mean, they took like 2 minutes until like the snare dropped in.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's kind of crazy.
There were stretches where there was no percussion.
And while her voice is very beautiful, I just felt that there wasn't any hook.
No, there was no,
you know,
it was anti-hook.
It was very anti-hook, and it just seemed like she hopped in the studio and like riffed over it in a session, and then Kay Trinata took it and like tried to make it into a song. And
I feel like there's enough, there's hooks in there. They're just not emphasized. And I feel like it's one of those things that like, they're going to make like a club mix of that song. Mm-hmm. That's going to rock it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's there and it's one of those things, like you can tell a DJ did it because they can pull that shit apart and put it back together in a way that's going to just, you know, jam it out.
Make it a banger.
But it's not a banger right now.
Yeah. It's pretty sleepy. I guess it's good. It'd be good for like a vibey, low key chill sesh kind of a thing.
Yeah, it did kind of make music. I felt like I was a little half asleep, like kind of ready to fall asleep or listening to a meditation tape at times, you know. Which is not all bad.
No. I think in general it's good, but my expectations.
It's not a single though, the way it sits.
And that's the thing, is like his last album was really good in my opinion, and you know, the fact that this is like the first material from him in like 2 years, it's kind of underwhelming. But you know, it by no means is it bad. I would still put it in the hit category if I had to pick between the two. Because I certainly is not shit. It might be an or.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I think I can only really give it an or.
Yeah, an or.
It's not a hit. The way it sits, it is not a hit.
Yeah, you're right. This is a purely in-between track, and I'm a little disappointed just because my expectations for Kay Trinata are.
I mean,
a
I think
higher.
That like my most minor qualifications for it to be a hit is that I'm motivated to come back and listen to it again, maybe some other day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I have to at least, and I don't really feel like I want to listen to that song again.
No, me neither.
Yeah. Which is too bad. Cause it was beautifully produced.
Yeah.
There was some really cool stuff going on.
There's a lot of good things about it. Like, you know, everyone listening to this should still check it out and decide for themselves, because by no means is it a bad track.
I want to check out the first album.
You should.
I'm saying? Like, yeah. I feel like there's quality there and like it could, it has the things that it needs to be really good. It just wasn't.
He does like a lot of those jazzy chords. Mm-hmm. He works with interesting vocalists.
He's like Moby Bon Iver.
Yeah. Mixed with like a bit of like Kanye or something like that.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
okay.
Just as far as production goes.
Okay. I thought it was a little bit more Bird Chime, but I guess I didn't. Maybe.
Well, yeah. Maybe the Kanye isn't. Maybe that's a bad.
But Kanye and Bon Iver did a song together.
That's true.
So, you know, yeah. All bets are off, people. All bets are off.
Well, that was a solid or, which is a little disappointing.
Oh, so you took yours down to or too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I took mine down to or.
I like it. I like it when everybody, all the idiots fall in line on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or. It's an or.
It's an or song.
Yeah, it's a strong or.
All right. Well, everyone, check out the new Kay Trinata single. Let us know what you think about it. Definitely listen to his first album. It's really fucking cool. And let us know what other songs you would like us to review. there's a whole lot of music out there, so it's kind of hard to keep up sometimes, but we do our best.
Lots of music coming up. You got something you're excited about, let us know.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Take care, yo.
We'll give it an or.
We'll probably give it an or.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.